This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In full swing everywhere you looked during the day, meaning did you register to vote, which I love that, because when you have only 30-40% of the nation voting, come on, folks, it is not that difficult. Save the argument and the excuses for another day. I'm not kidding you. Every single thing I touched, every place I looked, there was some message, something else about registering to vote. So rest assured, I am registered to vote. And I'm assuming so many that listen to this show, this crowd, you are the same. You can claim the same thing that you are also in, hopefully, majority. Hopefully. Kate Delaney, and this is where we start dancing on the floor, talking about 40-plus days until the election. And I think the big buzz in my backyard and your backyard, unless you're listening to us overseas, which thank you very much, I know many do, we are talking about the Supreme Court vacancy since RBG's death on Friday of last week. The Republicans seem to have the backing for the vote. Mitt Romney, who sometimes can be the thorn in the president's side, is saying he's on board. So even Mitt Romney is in the push to name the next justice. And he's had certainly a combative relationship, for lack of a better way to describe it, with the president for years. But he's embracing the desire to move ahead with a confirmation in an election year. And so that really kind of paves the way for what some of the obstacles could be, or some of the people who could be obstacles for the conservatives to expand the control of the Supreme Court. And I've seen this discussion all over the place, including with people I know who are, who are going back and forth on the idea of, it's so close to the election. Oh, it's outrageous. We've seen Obama been told to back off during his administration, and we've also seen the push to move forward. So if you had that opportunity and you have the magic beans and you're in that position to fill that seat, what are you going to do? It's not shocking, I think, at all that the press is on for that to happen. And I don't think it's shocking either that the way is being paved pretty clear. Kayleigh McEnany, who is the White House press secretary, said even Senator Romney is recognizing what any of us who take a clear-eyed look at the precedent recognize. The precedent is on our side here. And it's true, if you go back in history, while you can find the lack of a push in some cases, you can also go back historically and see the push to nominate a Supreme Court justice in an election year by a president, even though it is super, super close. And, this is like a dime store wisdom, I guess. When you have that opportunity, when you have the chance to sway, are you going to use it? And of course, they're not going to back off of this. And immediately, as soon as RBG died, that's the very first thing I thought of. There's going to be a nomination. There's no question about it. The president's term, this term, started on January 20th, 4 years ago. So when you think of the timeline, and whether he continues or not, that is the timeline is is further than that out. I think there's somehow, I think there's this tendency to forget that. In 2016, an election year, the president nominated Merrick Garland to replace Scalia on the Supreme Court and blasted the Republican Senate leadership for refusing to even take up the nomination, let alone vote on it. And now here we are again in an election year, and this is the push to see, you know, that vacancy filled and voted on, and who holds the majority. This is the deal. So, of course, Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are going crazy over this because they tried to hold a non-binding resolution on the Senate floor to recognize Ginsburg's service and ask the Senate to answer her dying wish that the seat not be filled until after the election. Senator Ted Cruz blocked its passage, arguing the addition of language about Ginsburg's wishes made it a partisan resolution. So there you go, a snapshot in America. Each and every show since we've gotten into the novel coronavirus, we've talked about the deaths and recoveries, etc., always at the top of the show. 201,000 confirmed deaths in the United States, and there are 6.92 million cases out of those cases. Worldwide, for our brothers and sisters listening in other places that I mentioned, 967,000 deaths. Total cases, 31.5 million. Recovered, 21.6. So that's where we sit right now. You know, and I love the argument. We can argue over the Supreme Court timing, the whole thing, all of that. But I love the argument over, really, I mean, what's the percentage of deaths? I don't care, Republican, Democrat, Independent, don't want to smack a label on your head, whatever. To me, 200,000 people dead in the U.S., there's nothing to be skeptical about, right? I mean, to me, that's a lot of people dying of this since we first heard about COVID and the possibilities and where we could end up. And there was always the push for, well, how many people if we don't flatten the curve and that kind of thing. And so here we are. I mean, we're over 200,000, you know, plus an average of more than 858 people have died from this disease every single day. Victims who die without people they love in hospital rooms. Countless others, no funeral. Nobody to grieve them except for maybe online. So now COVID-19 is the second leading cause of death in the U.S. Guess what it's second to? Heart disease. These are statistics that were crunched at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. So there you go. Number two in the United States. You know, there's a lot of ways we could, there's a lot of places and numbers we could take this to and compare it to, and you see them all over the place, I'm sure. We look at, whether we look at wars or whether we look at, I saw a number today about the death toll is higher than, you know, 109 times higher than the effects from Hurricane Katrina. We get it. Here's the bottom line. We don't even need the comparisons. We just know we want this to go away. Just go away. All right, I'm going away for a few minutes, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag.
I can't get enough of that. I don't know what it is. You know when you can't say words sometimes when you just are so tired? It feels like that, like, oh, let's pull the words out. Can we get those words out? So anyway, let's dive into the mailbag. We don't even have to dive very far at all to get this one from Patrick, who says, hi, Kate. I've listened to what you talked about with the Supreme Court shift. It is a shift to the right, I would think. Maybe the most conservative since 1950, something like that anyway. But if you were the president and you were sitting there in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and this is your legacy and this is the deal and appointing judges is definitely his thing, over 200, wouldn't you jump up immediately, ring the bell, rally the troops, and throw up the nominee that you want? Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what Obama did, and that's exactly what I would do. Of course, it is a huge honor and an unbelievable responsibility to be the person in the White House who's the leader of the free world, who handpicks who that nominee is. Do they get, you know, approved or not? I mean, that's another thing. But to be able to have that ability is an incredible one, and that is one that any president, of course, would cherish. So there are two Republicans that oppose taking up a nomination, but doesn't seem like there's any others that are in sight. And of course, under Senate rules, the Vice President Mike Pence would break a tie if there was a tie, which is so unlikely. And you know, there was a judge in Florida who he's going to meet with later this week, he being the president, And I thought she might be the choice, Barbara Loggia, but it looks like there may be a little bit of a lean toward Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who was at the White House on Monday. And, of course, he's talking to different people, which is what you do. And we'll see, you know, we'll see what direction he goes in. Barrett is a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit and has been a favorite of conservatives. So maybe, you know, maybe that's the push. I mean, it's going to be the more conservative of the two, if it's between those two, which there may be somebody else that comes into the picture that is on a short list. But, boy, it certainly sounds like the least complicated, the more conservative, proven conservative judge is going to have the inside track. That might be Barrett. I just threw that in. All right, so let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at I'm looking at this whole TikTok thing through my granddaughter's eyes, who thought it was going away, was upset, doesn't understand why there's this conversation about TikTok. And at this point, I guess, you know, everything, when I say everything, I guess it sounds like it's not going away. And there now has been a switch for these short videos as to who is ultimately going to own them. But do you think that TikTok is purposely pulling people's information? Because that worries me for my young granddaughter. Well, China was backing this sucker. Remember, that was the whole deal. So you have this TikTok deal now with Oracle and Walmart that is in the middle of this feud with the U.S. and China. TikTok removed, I guess, 37 million videos in India this year before it was banned. It is massively popular. It's just a platform, and it's known in China. It's huge in China, and it is a video sharing social networking service owned by ByteDance, which is a Beijing-based internet technology company. So, yeah, common sense tells you there are reasons to be concerned about it, especially with our beef with China. Duh, yeah. And taking information or pulling information from a platform is nothing new. It's just what else is China doing with it? I mean, it doesn't directly operate in China, but it's such a popular platform. And, you know, so that's the thing, because so many people were using it. So many kids were using it. And then some adults were picking up on the trend, or some well-known people were. But, again, it's the connection to China that was the concern, if you are paying attention to the spy game. Shocker, huh? Wow, you would use a platform to rip off information from Americans and use it for nefarious purposes? That's just shocking to me. Is that shocking to you? I know it's not shocking to you. This is, of course. This is, of course, what's going to happen. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Tommy, who says, Kate, are you doing Nail the Score? I used to be a big fan of Nail the Score years ago. My schedule changed. Now I'm back where I can listen. When is it, sister? And tell me you're doing it. Yes, I am. It's on Wednesday in our first hour, our last segment. For people who are, you know, mind-boggled by this, what is Nail the Score? You can win prizes. It's just one segment where I pick a game of the week in the NFL. You tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score will be. And if you win, woohoo, you win some cool stuff. How's that? It's a good deal. There was a lot made, by the way, and I got some questions about this. from some of you about college football. And to me, I mean, I have to say, bravo for the NFL if they're going to pull this off, but I just thought that football was going to be so much tougher, a little bit with the travel, not as much as a bubble, of course, that we saw with hockey and that we saw with the NBA. So then the first thing that happens that I see today, Notre Dame's game at Wake Forest was called off because of COVID-19 health concerns. Why? Because they've seen a spike in positive tests. 7 players tested positive for COVID-19. So they got to do the whole contact tracing protocol thing, and 13 players in isolation with 10 in quarantine. So, yeah, there's big concerns about it. And I thought more would get it. You think of workouts, even if you're cleaning everything up and doing everything you can. I just thought the exposure was too great. And you see what happened there with Notre Dame, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so we move on to another one. This one from Larry, who says, Kate, I don't know if this is a big deal to you or not. I've raised 3 kids. Now I've got grandkids. And Halloween was always just a fun biggie deal because we would decorate the outside of the house and it was fall and I'm here in New Hampshire, but in various parts of our area, they're canceling trick-or-treating. Do you know what the rule is? And is there any kind of blanket statement or concerns about it, which makes sense because of COVID-19? I just think it's disappointing. Well, it's funny you should say that because this is a big topic of discussion. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said they're advising against the traditional trick-or-treating because of the novel coronavirus. Their recommendation is to do something different. You know, the door-to-door trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating where you hand things out in parking lots or indoor parties or haunted houses, all of them, just forget it. Hay rides with tractors and other fall things, because they say it's cloudy judgment and risky behavior, which I get it. You get lost in it. It's like, woohoo! Oh, it's fun. This is fun. And then suddenly there's a spread, I guess, is why. So if there is trick-or-treating, individually wrapped goodie bags are saying people just come and grab them, that kind of stuff, or just distancing parties and parades. But yeah, I don't think the traditional thing is going to happen in a lot of areas. I think that's not shocking because of where we're at, I guess, at this point in the game, so to speak. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side, like I said before, just in a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said, not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News. It was January 21st when the first positive coronavirus case was identified on U.S. soil. Now, exactly 8 months into the pandemic, and the United States has hit 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. The rate of infections continues to rise. Nationwide, the average rate of new coronavirus cases has increased to about 40,000 per day. Ricardo Aguirre from Phoenix survived his infection but lost 9 members of his family.
All I know is that my mother is the one that started having the symptoms first. From there, it was my dad, myself, my wife, my 2 kids, and then my brother.
President Trump continues to put the blame on China for the virus, but his 2020 rival, Joe Biden, says it's exactly the president's fault.
Due to Donald Trump's lies and incompetence in the past 6 months, we've seen one of the gravest losses of American life in history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After going through the mailbag, a quick reminder, you can always hit me up, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. It's always flooded in the mailroom with all kinds of hot opinions, sometimes something hilarious. We need some funny. If you've got some funny, bring it. If you've got a must-tell joke, send it to me. And if it's really, really good and I read it, I'll send you a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Right? Hey, something for something. Why not, right? Ooh, yes, definitely. You know, it's interesting as we kind of do this odds and ends thing. That's what I like to call this segment, because if we're talking over the back fence, I already said it, we would be talking about coronavirus. We would be talking about, oh, the Supreme Court nominee, the president's going to announce somebody on Saturday in the push to get that approved, and will it get approved, and, you know, is there anyone that's going to bail Republican-wise on the nominee? And the answer, I think, is absolutely no, just a couple, and it's just not enough, period. So I think this sails through. How quickly it sails through is a different thing. I mean, you know, are we talking about before the election? Are we talking after the election? I'm not sure. I mean, before might be tough, but it's possible. It is absolutely possible. So I'm going to say That's certainly one of the things to watch, and that's what one of the things that's going to be talked about, I can imagine. It'll even be brought up probably during the debates. The first one, presidential debate, is on the 29th of September, the 29th of September, and we'll, of course, handicap all that leading up to it and after it as well. Chris Wallace, I'm sure, will do an excellent job moderating, and it'll be on Fox, and you know how there's different networks and different people that are ultimately picked to do that, but I think he has no fear asking whatever the question is of Joe Biden, certainly, or the president, who he's interviewed several times, and Biden, by the way, who he's interviewed several times too, as well. So, you know, both of them. All right. So, you know, it's interesting. The I've been looking around for what people are saying with COVID, what people are saying about the vaccine, what people are in comparisons, and I started the show off that way, to how horrific is it, and what is the formula, the race to the formula, warp speed, and really it's about reducing the cases. I mean, you know, reducing the cases and obviously less chance of something happening, you know, meaning that the numbers of those who die go up, or the people have those pre-existing conditions, which often that's what's part of the package of COVID-19, sadly, or age, or where somebody's in close proximity to people with COVID, and anyway, in looking at that, that is obviously also something that will be a biggie on September 29th. And again, like I said, the push to what is it that will could stave this off? What is it? What is there something that you can do right now to just shut this sucker down? And I'm going to tell you, this is my mic drop moment. We've had lots of people premature droppage. We've had lots of people on this show, especially in our author's corner from the UK, and they've talked and told us about what's going on there and how it's being handled by the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Well, check this out. The Prime Minister told people on Tuesday to work from home where possible, ordered bars and restaurants to shut early because they're seeing a fast spread of a second wave of COVID-19. The government scientists warned that the death rate would soar without action. Johnson said the new restrictions in England could last for 6 months, just shy of another full lockdown, but very, very close to it. I mean, he's ordering all pubs, bars, restaurants, any hospitality sites to close at 10 p.m. from Thursday, with only table service pretty much allowed. Face masks required. Businesses who break the rules fined. Tougher enforcement against people who don't comply. Schools, universities are going to stay open, but they are filled with restrictions as well. And if it doesn't work, they're talking about a permanent lockdown. So he's saying if the virus rips and people don't care, it's a permanent lockdown, because we have to balance saving lives and protecting jobs and livelihoods, because just like everybody else, they're struggling with the economy. And it's a fat fine if they catch you in England without a mask on, and they're enforcing it big time, so that if you're caught, I mean, there's just no questions asked. They're boom, the bobbies are after you, and that's what they call the cops, right? They're after you, and they're slamming you with it big time. I mean, That's the new rules. So the new rules are you're not exempt. And the fine, and this is the really, truly, the mic drop moment is, you know, they're pretty much talking about an increase for those who break the rules, an increase of a fine that would be $2,500 plus in U.S. currency. So if you get on a bus, if you're walking down the street, if you're doing anything that puts you out in public and you're caught without a mask, that is a serious fine. And you gotta make a stop, I guess, at the bank and just completely clean yourself out if you have that. And here's the thing. They say if you refuse to wear it, you know, if you refuse to wear it, you get caught. Then if you pay your fine within 14 days, they'll reduce the amount of the fine. If there are gatherings of people, they're talking about like a $12,000 fine, $12,000, and that there's certain exemptions to this, but not very many. That'll be 12,000. They're going to make some money, I think, based on the people that we've talked to. They're not following this rule, so I think there's going to be some people that are going to have to pay some serious cash, and the Queen's treasure chest is going to get bigger. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. It's that whole COVID weary thing, and they're especially experiencing that in some of the scenarios of, you know, pubs and going to normal meetup areas and kind of rebelling against that, which is definitely what we see too in the U.S. But the fine is, there's no fines like that. There are fines in certain areas, but very limited, very low, very much lower than that. And there is in many cases not mandatory. There may be in individual businesses, but certainly in the U.S. there's not a lockdown. And Boris is rolling up his sleeves and getting real serious about it because of just how much that has popped up. And we know, we understand the pinch, right? Because every day you hear about another restaurant chain filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Sizzler. How many times when you were a kid did you go to Sizzler? I remember that was one of the few places my mother took us because she liked Sizzler Steakhouse. And this is a place that's been around for 62 years. But, of course, they're suffering like everybody else because of COVID-19. And they say the indoor dining closures and landlords' refusals provide rent abatements make it impossible, because that's what a lot of companies are doing, negotiating leases. So they have 107 locations across 10 states, including Puerto Rico, and 485 employees, because really Sizzler has shrunk, and now they're about to shrink even more. Think of the companies that filed for bankruptcy, from high-end to lower-end, you know, Brooks Brothers, Neiman Marcus, JCPenney, Tuesday Morning. I mean, the list is on. GNC, the list goes on and on and on. And then we see kind of this roller coaster ride of the stock market, because it depends on earnings reports and what day it is and that. So, you know, on Tuesday there was a little bit of a drop, but then it closed higher and it stopped the first 4-day losing streak since the market sold off early in the pandemic, because it was going in the wrong direction. Coming up, we're heading to our computers. Why? Because there is some poor ways to sign off an email when you're sending them out that could get you into a bit of trouble. Why do you care? We'll tell you coming up next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Kate Delaney, thanks for dancing along with us. We started off talking about COVID, the numbers, and of course the Supreme Court vacancy and what will happen and the way cleared, especially with Senator Mitt Romney saying, absolutely, let's go. So it doesn't look like there's much opposition, just a couple of female senators, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine, but it's not going to do much. That's a small wall, and you need a lot more to bail. And of course, the vice president holds the key to the tie. I don't think it's going to be about that. It's going to be about who it is, vetting them correctly, seeing how fast it sails by. And I would almost say if there's not any kinks in this, it maybe could happen before Election Day, because, you know, we're talking 40-some. I don't know. That could be tight. But still, they could get through before the term is up. And if the president rolls into another term, well, then regardless, it would be before January, before the middle of January, certainly. now more than ever, people are sending emails. I mean, not like the volume of email was never huge in 2008 all the way through 2020. But even now, there's more of it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. In fact, I looked at my own email today, and I have a couple of different addresses, and my main one, over 12,000 emails. It's crazy, 12,000 emails. How do you, how many folders do you have that you can put go through all those emails? So I started thinking about this, and there of course are little lessons that are out there about it. There just was something big that was written. I can't think of who it was, and I just glazed over that. But I have notes from the past. So one of the most common ways to end an email is best, sincerely, regards, kind regards. So I guess kind regards means you like them better or something, or it's just warmer. Thank you. Of course, that's common. Warm wishes. Warm wishes. I've gotten that from, there's somebody that sends me emails that they say warm wishes all the time. With gratitude. Okay. Many thanks. But what are some of the worst ways to sign off from an email? You know, when you're hammering out, you're sitting there at the keyboard and you're hammering out a response. I think that's what happens. You're hammering out a response. Oh, yeah. The familiar sound that we all hear daily, especially if you have a lot of people that are on the keyboards in the house. I'm going into the kitchen. Oh, look, there's two kids on the internet and I can hear them typing. There's things that you just, I mean, there's just things you wouldn't close with. Gesture, initial. Like, sometimes people do that. It's clever. Just, you know, my initials would be KD. My name's Kate, but I don't know. That's, I think, too cutesy. There is something about just the initials. I mentioned one of them. It's kind of vanilla-y. It's considered vanilla-y. Best regards and wishes, right? Yours truly, faithfully, respectfully, any of those. Yours truly, yours faithfully, yours respectfully. I mean, that is old-fashioned. You got to X that baby out. You are outdated. You are not comfortable if you write any kind of an email with that. And then, of course, there's the abbreviations, the cool stuff. Do people understand what you are, it's not texting, but I've gotten emails like this where I had to figure out what it was, because I'm pretty hip on what some of the lingo is text-wise, but I had to look some of it up. TTYL, TTYS, those are good examples of it. See you, get it? See you. and then chow or cheer, cheers. To 1980s, people are saying. How about be safe? How many emails have you gotten with be safe? Be safe. I've gotten a ton. Every day I get at least 20 emails with be safe. Be safe. And it's a lot of times someone's soliciting you. Hey, by the way, I want you to be safe. And then take care. I think take care is just like kind of a blow. Like, take care. Take care. Speak soon. Speak soon. I guess if you have a good relationship with a person. So the whole proper formatting of what you sign off with is very interesting to me. What is that last thing that you say? What is the closing salutation? And do you have, you know, is there one that's just right there? It's always the one that you use no matter who the person is. You know, this whole email thing can get you into trouble. We saw that with Hillary Clinton, right? Ba-dum-bump. And we've seen that with some other people in government where they're not thinking about personal versus professional. And forensically with emails anyway, they can all be traced, and often that's one of the first things that happens is a computer dump on emails are used as evidence, emails, and then social media. And some people are paying more attention to that, and I think it's worth noting to pay attention to the emails. I know I've talked about this on the air before. I've mentioned it before on the air. But President G.W. Bush, he never used email. And how smart was that? Because there was no gotcha emails, right? Well, you said this, or we've got this treasure trove of emails because of how they can be misconstrued. And that's what happens. Emails get misconstrued. All right, this isn't about being led down a wrong direction from an email. The White House unveiled a new relief bill strategy to avoid mass airline worker layoffs and schedule cuts, because that is coming, my friends. I mean, here we are deep into September, almost, can you believe it, almost into October of the best year ever, right? 2020. And the Trump administration is saying they're going to support separate funding measures to provide more money, more relief for airlines that could maybe stave off layoffs of thousands of workers and drastic cuts to flight schedules. There is an additional stimulus deal that's been stalled, and at this point, what they're saying out of the White House is the onus is really on Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and they're saying that we encourage her to send one-off bills, maybe airline funding or other elements we could work through to get this process going to the American people. So despite many empty seats, airlines have kept flying with the help of a $50 billion allotment that was part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, the Economic Security Member Act that passed back in March. But that was March. I mean, that money is burned through, people. Are you kidding? Do you know how much it costs to gas up some of these 757s? So if the new stimulus doesn't get done, the airline industry is going to get swacked. I mean, they're falling off a cliff October 1st. I mean, you're talking about 100,000 people who could be unemployed. Seriously. It's bad. It's that bad. They're in dire shape. And a lot of people I know have that kind of callous feeling toward the airlines. Like, wow, why should we bail them out again? Well, think of, again, what the drag on the economy is when you're talking about that many people. I mean, you've already had executive cuts, and you've had planes that have been parked. A third of fleets have been parked. There have been these voluntary measures to reduce payroll, voluntary leave, early retirement, but they're still not getting the revenue they need to support the employees. So Roger Wicker from Mississippi, Susan Collins from Maine, they offered a $28 billion package to the airline industry in a measure announced earlier this week, but they got to have the support on the House side, otherwise it's kind of uncertain. Boy, crazy times, 2020. Once again, hit me up with your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.